direction and the mirror's reflection. I'm a dancing with myself. And when there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. Nothing to do, but I'm dancing on with myself. If I looked all over the world, and there's every type of girl, but your empty eyes seem to pass me by, leave me dancing on with myself. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. Another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Itchy. Coming back with another podcast. I know I keep switching it up, keep changing. I got some of you who do listen confused. I'm just trying to make a good podcast, man. So all the negative, childish, podcast beef, I guess you could call it, I will no longer indulge in. Certain things I won't discuss on here. Mainly religion and politics. Because that seems to get everybody riled up. Everybody knows my opinion. So no need in getting people riled up if you don't have to, I guess. At this stage in the game, not trying to play around or not trying to I'm not trying to have podcasts or online beefs with people who don't like my content. So if you don't like it, whatever you own, I'm sure it has up, down, volume buttons, as a power button, so you can exit out. Negative comments, I really don't need it. Positive comments, I'd be tickle fucking pink, but if you don't leave them, I won't be blue either. So without further ado, let's get it. Alright, college football. Just getting back into watching NFL, little bit. Because it's just hard not to watch football when it's on. You know those know me know diehard MMA fan. But do still believe that NFL might run a favor here and there, or might have a couple bad calls to make sure a certain team gets to the Super Bowl. But anyway, not my call, not my place. So let's talk about something we can talk about without any drama. College football. Crazy weekend for college football. Not really crazy, but I guess you say. Stacked. Action packed. New AP polls. Got you right here. Number one, Alabama. 47-28 win over number 24, Texas A&M. Number two. This is the one I really love this weekend. Because everybody was questioning this team's defense. How can they hold on with defense? Senior offense. They showed it against Florida. Number two, LSU. 42-28 win over Florida. I do believe LSU will play in the national championship. Clemson, number three, 45-14 win over FSU. Ohio State, number four, had a bye week. Oklahoma and Texas. Now, I really enjoy watching this game. Oklahoma, 34-27 over Texas. Number six, shutout, 38-0 over Michigan State. This team right here, a lot of people sleeping on. I've seen them play with a little bit. I have seen them play. Very impressed with their defense. Wisconsin. Number seven, Penn State over Iowa. I don't know if this is good defense or just terrible offense. 17-12, Penn State. Notre Dame, 30-27. Another nail biter for them over USC Trojans. Is Notre Dame, not just America's team. Like, when you turn on there, they're not playing your team, don't you just have to go for them? Kind of like what the Cowboys were in the early 90s. Some people, I guess, like, Cowboys are America's team. Notre Dame, like, America's team. I guess, maybe it don't make any sense to you. Don't understand this, but why Notre Dame is number 8 and Georgia is number 10, but okay. Florida comes in number 9. Georgia, I wish they could have lost anybody else but Carolina. But they did, so we're now 2017. Georgia lost, still got them in the top 10. Auburn, as far as I know, they had a bye week. I'm not sure they come in number 11. Number 12, Oregon. 45-3 victory over Colorado. Number 13, Utah. 52-7 over Oregon State. Boise State, number 14. Put it on Hawaii, 59-37. Texas, down 15. Of course, just talked about that. Oklahoma. Michigan, number 16, 42-25 over Illinois. Arizona State, 34-20 over Washington State. Baylor, I don't understand why they're ranked number 18. I didn't know they were that good. Yeah, Baylor's 6-0. Oh, man, I forget. Did they play or who did they play? I'll get back with you on that. Really can't remember. All right, Minnesota, 34-7 over Nebraska. They ranked number 20. Cincinnati over Houston, 38-23. Missouri, why are they ranked 22? They're undefeated in SEC. 38-27 over Ole Miss. Iowa, of course, we just talked about that. Penn State, 24, Appalachian State. 17-7 over Louisiana State or Tech or this, one of those big banging schools. Okay. Rounded out is number 25, Washington, 51-27 over Tucson. Okay. Love it or hate it, there's your polls. Okay, let's guess we can talk about it a little bit. Let's get in. NFL, and one main reason is supposedly the Pope Francis accidentally tweeted the New Orleans Saints before the game. The hell is the Pope doing on Twitter anyway? I know Trump's got it, but Trump is Trump. We're talking about the Pope. And shouldn't he be tweeting Notre Dame? Maybe I got it all wrong. Anyway, Denver Broncos 16-0 over Tennessee Titans yesterday. Cowboys look like they're going to come back. Jets putting a whooping on them. That first game of the year, they won the Jets. It is. Falcons, you know how they do it. Miss a field goal. Last few seconds. Arizona Cardinals, 34-33 over the Falcons. Minnesota Vikings, 38-20 over the Eagles. Baltimore Ravens, I think they're still on the one division, 23-17 over the Bengals. The Skins and the Fins. Washington beat Miami 17-16. Okay, Steelers finally won them a game last night, 24-3 over the LA Chargers. How about the 49ers? They go 5-0. Is that the first time since what? 92, 95, maybe. Yeah, they go 5-0, 27 over the Rams. Man. If I have to pick a team, it's been the Rams. No, not because they went to the Super Bowl last year, because of Gurley. And they do have a pretty cool jersey. Texans over the Chiefs. Boy, that hype plane is going down quick for the Chiefs, isn't it? 31-24 Texans. Seahawks and the Browns. Man, it seems like the Browns have really won more games than two this year. Maybe it's because they went 2-0. I don't know if they've ever done that. Okay, here we go. The big talker. The Saints beat the Jaguars 13-6. They tweeted back to the Pope. And this was on purpose. We had to win after that. Playing in London, the Panthers and the Buccaneers. Man, could you imagine that Florida and Carolina accent up there in London? Whew. Anyway. Oh. Bear with me 1 second. I'm trying to get to world news. World news. Kim Jong-un, North Korean president. I think that's how you say his name. Dennis Rodman's homeboy. African swine fever is said to spread in North Korea. Five wild boar were found dead. I guess it's near the border of South Korea. So, look for us to jump in a civil war there anytime. I hope not, but you know how it goes. They say Kim Jong-un is breeding swine secretly. I don't know. I mean, if he can blow his uncle's head off with a missile, I don't think he has to breed swine secretly. But, all those crazy laws. American-born Israeli woman, 25 years of age, detained since April 9th in a Russian jail for 9 grams of cannabis. She was sentenced yesterday to 7.5 years. First of all, damn, they had court on Sunday in Russia. I don't know, it might be Monday in Russia or Saturday, I don't know. But that's 7 years, man, that's a long time for some weed. That was a little bit of weed, too. That wasn't even a quarter gram. That wasn't even a quarter ounce. 9 grams. 14 grams. No, oh, excuse me, that was a little. That was 2 blunts over a quarter. That was. Okay, 14 would have been a half. So 5 grams less than that. Half of an ounce. Man, it's. Petty. Petty. Compared to some of this stuff, especially the dude that I get to last, which I don't really want to talk about, but it's so crazy, bizarre, and not funny, but just hysterical. Like, I will get to it. Alright. 10-year-old girl is ejected from Ferris wheel, Cumberland County, New Jersey. Festival ride. Man, that's bad. Evidently, somebody wanted to shoot up the mall yesterday in Florida. One was injured there. I ain't got a story. That's what I seen. Typhoon in Japan leaves 33 dead. Actress Jane Fonda, 81, arrested for climate control protest in Washington. Man, she liked it. They think she learned a lesson from Vietnam protests years back. Man, they like took her head off. But I mean, what are you gonna do to her? She's 81. Sure, she didn't get no further than precinct if she did have to do what 10 minutes. Sure, she had a lawyer down there waiting on her. She's following the Swedish girl Greta Thunberg. I'm not sure how you say. 16-year-old girl who's protesting climate control. Here's the thing I don't understand. I may sound less educated for. What's the point of protesting climate control? What she want them to jump up in the ozone and knock the trash down? I mean, we really nothing you can do, is it? I don't know. Okay, this isn't funny. It is funny. I'm going to try not to laugh. Try to keep it professional. Okay. 3 employees were arrested in North Carolina in an assisted living home for the elderly for allegedly arranging a fight club. Arranging a fight club. Assisted living for the elderly. Woo. Hey, I wanted to get on Vic about it. This isn't dogs, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. It's gonna be fair across the board. Nah, I'm not saying it. I mean, what? Yeah, they should get in trouble for it. What the hell goes through your mind to think that? Light bills through, you know, that company don't play. Well, I go ahead and pay my cell phone bill if I bet on the guy with Lou Gehrig's and, betting on shit is 81 with a colostomy bag via knockout, third round. This is, what in the hell goes through your mind? Or did it start out as a joke? Or not as funny, but I'm just, I can't help but find humor in it. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? Okay, let's tell you some stuff you didn't want to know and what you didn't want to know. Okay. I get more organized, y'all. Here's one of the keys to success. Alright. CBD, THC. I'm sure you heard of both. Which one's legal, which one's illegal, which one gets you high, which one don't get you high, which one's edibles, which one's smokables, which one's vapable, which one's just all, which one's, to me, it's weed, man. It's, yeah, you want to, still get a bad rap from Woodstock. Whatever, man, there's no worse drug in this world than alcohol. Hands down. Never heard of anybody smoking a blunt and not being able to take care of their family, beating their old lady and kids, and then going to foster care over a joint. I'm not saying somebody's never smoked a joint and just been a douchebag any damn way, and sorry. Now that's different, but if I got to tell you, if I got to elaborate on it, when I'm breaking down for you what I'm talking about, then oh, your ass probably needs to be locked up. All right, CBD, that's the cannibal. THC is the psychotic part of it, which THC gives you the high, but both have extremely good benefits. Unlike of what the doctor say, a glass of wine a day is good for you. Good for your what? Huh? Good for your closet drunk? Good for my headache? Good for losing a white chip at AA. Good for getting hammered and acting like a complete douchebag. Let me explain to you the benefits of these two. THC and CBD, which is both in marijuana. Can't have one without the other. But a lot of ways they're the same. A lot of ways are different. Both protect against cancer. Both of them. Both reduce nausea, both reduce pain. THC causes drowsiness, induces appetite, both control muscle spasms. CBD decreases seizures, CBD decreases anxiety, both control and relax muscles, both protect the nervous system. CBDs beneficial diabetics, I guess, before and after. CBD circulatory. I guess I'm saying it right. Psoriasis, CBD, both help with rheumatoid arthritis. Both help with Crohn's disease. Both are antioxidants and both are anti-inflammatory. So I guess CBD is legal in Georgia now. I seen it in several stores. I actually got a shop just for it right down the road, right across from Joe Jones. So go ahead and check it out. And CBD, it's all, THC is all natural. People say there's a lot of mushrooms are natural. Yeah, they are. But, so is a water moccasin. No. Water moccasin comes from nature, too. Just pick and choose your battles, man. Use common sense. Alright, fast food. Pops, you listen. I didn't mean to call you out, but I couldn't resist, because I can just see you making a disgusted face, man, when you hear all this. Or, I don't know, you might just rough it and be like, nah, that ain't true. Anyway, I always kind of wondered this, why was the drive-thru made? The drive-thru was actually invented for U.S. soldiers who couldn't get out of their vehicle with your uniform on. Do you know there are more McDonald's in the U.S. than hospitals? There are more than 19 ingredients in McDonald's fries. How many ingredients do you need fries? The most I can think of, 3. Potato, water, salt. The UK adds one more. They have 4 ingredients. They have sugar, potato, water, sugar. 19, man. You ever notice, like, you get McDonald's food, you leave it in your car, drop a fry, and it looks like it just come out of the bag. This study left McDonald's food out for 168 months. Translation of 14 years. Strawberry milkshake, there are estimated 59 chemicals in a strawberry milkshake. There's pesticides, all kind of chemicals. Nothing good out of that. You need to worry about smoking a joint. 59 chemicals. Yeah, tell you that ain't natural, buddy. There are 40 ingredients in the chicken McNuggets. 50% is meat. The rest is fatty tissue, blood vessel, grinded down bone. Ooh. Man. And here we go. I believe this will be the deal breaker right here. It was for me. Those fountain drinks. Mm. 50% contain coli form. What is that? Only nice way to put it. It is, I guess a molecule that is found in shit. Fecal matter. Excuse me. Proper terminology. Fecal matter. 11% contain E. coli. 50%. So there's 50% chance you're going to get fecal matter. So, okay, so you get by it the first time, you go get your refill. You've drank fecal matter. Okay. McDonald's serves 1% of the population a day. The estimated 68 million. That's more than the population of France, which is 66 million. McDonald's also, the franchise acquires more money than the entire country of Ecuador. So Ecuador is not that poor. I know it sounds like it. Location, you probably think that. Well, you see them people dress because they, I mean, it's hot. It's hot and no need to dress up. Michael Kors and Calvin Klein. So, so I think Ecuador's revenue is like, however you would put it there, per capita. You know what the hell I'm trying to say. Anyway, they take in like 226 million a year. So, yeah, I think. McDonald's serves 75 hamburgers a second. Man. Yep. For the last 2 years, I've not been crazy about McDonald's. I avoided it if I could. And when I was a kid, I loved it. I guess that's why so many people targeted McDonald's at that day. I mean, that's not even real food, man. We were talking about earlier. I've never seen a fly light on McDonald's food. Have you that you can remember? Think real hard. I have. Anyway, this is just me kind of getting broke in again, getting My feet again, been away from this for a little while. So it's kind of a quick podcast. Next week I'm coming to you, tell you 10 foods you should never eat. This is gonna blow your mind. Also I'll be telling you the 10 worst cities to live in the United States and the 10 best. Also, not in the MMA, not in the UFC. Need to touch up on your knowledge. Next week I will be speaking on UFC 244, the 500th event of the UFC. Cannot wait. This is the most anticipated fight ever in my lifetime. I've been waiting for this for long. This is more than Lewis versus Tyson. This is more than Tyson Holyfield. I mean, this is more than Mayweather De La Hoya. This is Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal for the BMF belt. If I have to tell you what a BMF belt is, you a bad mamma jamma. But nah, anyway, I mean, he figured out. It ain't that hard. Anyway, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, will be there in New York, to put the belt around the winner. No, that don't mean it's fake. I promise you it's not fake. You really got The Rock in there, but I mean, everything's fake about The Rock, right? Muscles, eyebrows, career persona. I just went into bashing The Rock. I quit doing that. Alright, so anyway, Jorge Masvidal, Nate Diaz. You know I'm going with the latter. Both of them vets. Both of them paid the dues in the game. Both of them took a long time to get noticed in their career, get this much fame. Jorge Masvidal with the fastest knockout in UFC history with 5 seconds. And, of course, Nate Diaz got his fame when he second round triangle choke tapped out Conor McGregor for his first UFC loss. If you can't tell, I'm a little excited about it. So, anyway, hit me up on Anchor. Listen to me on Spotify. If you can, leave a comment. If you will, leave a comment. Keep it G-rated. And if you don't have nothing nice to tweet, don't tweet nothing at all. Till next time, it's your boy Itchy. Saying have a wonderful day. Keep it cool too. Firm worm. Don't let your meat loaf. Till next time. If you need a scratch, call Itchy. I'll be there.